Yeah, this one actually is an interesting mix of things. You're spot on. We started our fiscal year on July 1st, and so we're taking care of a lot of housekeeping. That means getting out commodity contracts to buy things like cleaning and portable toilets and signposts and things like that. So there's a fair amount of that that the commission is going to look at, most likely kind of a consent issue. They can talk about it. We have some big issues with the bonding. All of the capital improvement projects that we've got planned, where construction starts next summer, are bundled up into one big issue. So that's a decision on borrowing $4 million to get that work done next summer. That'll come up. The skate plaza, you probably saw the skate park broke ground, and we've had a standing agreement with them that we would match a certain amount of dollars for everything that they've collected up, and they've reached that goal. And so after 6 or 7 years now, we're finally going to be able to conclude that finance arrangement with them. So that's a big thing. And just a few other kind of nits and pieces here. We've got a few contracts that we have to let for some construction supporting waste management and network services, other type of things.
A lot of basically new business, excuse me, under on the agenda here. Presque Isle Park Playground Project, what is that exactly, and what are you looking at with that?
Well, that actually is very interesting. We had the Recreation Master Plan approved a little bit earlier this year, and one of the high priority items that the Presque Isle Park Advisory Committee recommended was that we update some of the playground equipment there. It's getting old and needs to be replaced or updated. And there's a grant opportunity to get that process started. And so we're asking the commission for permission to apply.
Seems like it would make sense. I know a lot of those playground, those things have been out there for many years and get very used. It's very popular. So it would make sense that, that is part of it. You know, when you talk about these things like borrowing these amounts of money and you're looking at for projects and things like that, do you find that folks understand that while you may hear that there's financial trouble in the state or something like that, that where's this money coming from and whatever, it's a tricky matrix of where it all comes from, but it gets these projects done. You find people kind of sometimes wondering, well, if we have this issue with funding over here, why are they building that over there? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you're right. It gets complicated, and it's particularly true because the different levels of government don't operate by the same sets of rules. So the federal government, whether they collect enough tax revenue or not to pay for everything they want to do, they can still go out and borrow a lot of money, unlike state and local governments where we're only able to borrow money based on the revenue that we're actually bringing in. So we can't run a deficit like the feds. We can only pay for what we collect. And so the problem comes in when the feds are promising you money and they don't pay, and then you have to adjust your local dollars accordingly. So
you made a comment, Bill, a little bit earlier about grant opportunities and that. And the city of Marquette has done a lot with grants.
Absolutely. Yeah, we like playing with other people's money. And
But it's there.
It's ultimately tax dollars. You know, when they're coming from the federal government, when they're coming from the state government, they establish these programs pursuant to whatever the governor wants the policy to be for the state or what the president wants the policy to be for the nation. And the city commission sets the policy for what they want for the city of Marquette. And when they all align and when that money is available, if we're not competing for it, I guarantee there are other communities out there that are competing for it. And so if we aren't nose to the grindstone, paying attention to those resources being available and putting our best foot forward, we're just not serving anybody well. So one of the biggest things we do when we try to realize all these different plans that all the different advisory committees, our neighbors in other jurisdictions, for joint opportunities, we're constantly on the lookout for these opportunities because when we can get them, it's that much less money that we have to generate from property taxes or millages or anything else.
Well, a lot going on. Of course, the city commission meeting coming up Monday at commission chambers at City Hall in Marquette. You encourage folks to come out and get involved in the city process. I know there's some other planning sessions and things like that. Everything can be found at the website, which is
www.mqtcty.org.
Thank you.